We have some college students present. Would you please stand? High school students. We're all very glad to see these young people with us, because they are our leaders of tomorrow. I'd like to turn the microphone over to the moderator, James Tom Chee. This is for our panel sessions.
Parents who are on the panel this afternoon to come up to this stage.
Thank you, Chairman, members of the panel, parents, educators, and friends. This afternoon we are very privileged to have the parents of the Navajo children who are in various schools on the Navajo land. They tell us that the two most powerful factors, the two determining factors in producing education, quality education, are what the community expects of its schools and what it spends to finance them. If it expects and spends a little, the educational returns are likely to be small. If it expects much and spends much, the educational returns are likely to be larger. So today we'll hear from the parents and about the community expectations of school for the Navajo youngsters. I'd like to, at this time, introduce the panel members, starting from here. We have Eugene Gorman, a parent of a preschool child, ONEO. Eugene Gorman, would you stand? Stan is from Shiprock. Next, we have Ray Yazzi and Nita Nye from Red Point. Ray Yazzi and Nita Nye. A young child is out of the center, is out of the Nende, as she has turned off top. Next, we have Clarence Soucy. Clarence Soucy, parent of one of the private school children here in Shiprock. Asian Yakre, Lagania is off to without touch as a patching off to Akre Tor. Nana Hane Ya, Mr. John Dick, parent from Rough Rock Demonstration School. Hane Ya, John Dick, A Yatta Chishi Kaha turned off to. Then we have Claudine Arthur, parents of Shiprock from the school. Asian Yakut Patin Dakta, the Dakwe Tor design. I had the privilege of working with parents for the last several years, and I learned a lot from many Navajo parents. I learned how they talk to their youngsters, and how they treat them, and how they encourage them. You know, I've heard the story that after a day of complete harassment one time, her mother shook her hand at her small boy and said, "All right, Johnny, you do any damn please you will. Now, let me see you disobey them." I don't know what that means. Now, parent involved has been stressed, re-stressed so many times on the Navajo that it seems like everywhere you go, you hear that. Everyone finally has realized how important parents really are. I think we're all aware of that. Parents are the real teachers. We know that. They are real teachers because they spend the first part of the child's life getting him to walk and talk, and the rest of his childhood getting him to sit down and shut up. So they are young, I don't know what to do. This is the same thing. Mr. Eugene Gorman from Shiprock. At this time, I would like to turn this mic over to Mr. Gorman.
PAC, there's no Parents Advisory Committee. A de a quite form that safety de a bastion. Aschin yazi quenny, Ostkai, Ostkabo. A quite did a mado jet and a singing a sanatli or alle at the band that he did no a quite nature yet here. A quo debit snado. I see that parents. Teachers Association, there's no PTA, it's not a little bit of 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 and the Dunle did a son of a Tanaz Nalip and a Bibanaz Nalito Kondi, the Kushi Dal Tras, and Kondi, Mado Jedani, Lenny Vikit and Niki of Gold and Palia. A court, Adon the Dun AD Adi in the Dun, Chairman, though Vice Chairman, though Secretary, Ado Naki. Now keep an eye out now, Shlau AAD budget agency, Aja in the representative Nada, Aja DD is that a non behind all this. You don't need a other be date, a call Dikudanat Ani Nazi, director, agency director Dikudanat Ani Nazi, Zodo ONEO side last year said that. A play is that Nana play the Parents Advisory Committee. I don't know that. A play the problems, what is she? I don't know that. Hare Yana Past, we are the Dajetan Sky, the Great Dark.